figure out what's holding you back. The key to identifying past incidents that should get priority cleanup status is that when you bring them to mind and then check in with your body, you don't feel altogether light and clean. Instead, you might feel heavy, tight, agitated, or constricted, or a negative emotion might come up, such as guilt, fear, shame, anger, regret, sadness, or grief. It's possible that something you did that was objectively bad, like stealing the Statue of Liberty and burying it in your backyard, doesn't actually provoke an especially strong physical or emotional response when you focus on it. In such cases, it's important to remember that the objective sin rating of an event is less significant than how much of a hook it has in you when you're trying to determine what's most likely to be holding you back. On the other hand, you might have done something that was objectively no big deal, like you accidentally threw away your child's first finger painting, but if you experience a tremendous feeling of guilt when you think about it, this is probably something worth addressing. Think of this process like cleaning your living space. When your house is filthy, there are piles of documents, dishes, laundry, and areas needing repair. It can feel so daunting that you don't know where to begin. You don't even want to begin. But once you start, and then you have one room that's clutter-free, it feels more manageable. Eventually, the whole house is pretty well in order, and then it's fairly easy to stay on top of it. In the same way, as you clean up your life, you'll find it both easier and more appealing to continue to clean and to nip any new messes in the bud so they don't impede your future. In the PDF that came with this audiobook is a worksheet called My Baggage List. You can use it as a way to release the baggage that's holding you back. You can print it out, or you can easily draw one of your own up on a piece of paper, or you can download the worksheet from our website, www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. The worksheet consists of 5 columns, labeled from left to right: issue, blame, consequence, opportunity, and fix. Let's look at how to fill in each column.